Now officially recording.
Yay.
Okay. Okay, what is that? It's a very nasty burning-like smell coming from my computer. It smells like toast.
Have the ants snuck in a bit of toast? Ants have a habit of sneaking toasts into their... Toast?
They're having sneaking toasts into,
it's a plural of toast. It should be toasts, shouldn't it?
Yeah, well, they actually, well, the only thing, the reason ants can carry so much body weight is so many times their own body weight is because they need to carry around glasses all the time so they can do toasts randomly. Sneak in toasts. So it was like when somebody's commentating on like the football or something, and it's like, and Rooney on the wing, coming down the far side, crossing it in, and a toast to Mrs. Hilda Brackett of Western Supermare. Here's to your health. Oh, and they've scored. But anyway, hi everyone, welcome to Radio Redux. Sorry about that, we got rather distracted there for a minute. I am your host, Archange UK, which you should know about by now, because hell, I've only been doing this for like over a series. On the other side of a Skype-based line, we have the one, the only, back for the third show in a row, which must be some kind of record, which is kind of beaten by me, obviously, but for some kind of guest record, the one and only Mr. Thelonious Bird, also known as Team Bird.
Thelonious. Yeah, I'm like a grandfather clock in the Radio Redux library. I'm always there, always present, taking away the seconds of our precious existence. But hello, yes.
Hello. Right, we're going to be talking about Sonic and the Secret Rings today, but because of that, I'm not going to really be able to play in music, so I'm going to have to sort of cut some music in when we're quiet, everyone. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you all the music now. Alternatively, you can look at the show notes, because you know that's what the show notes are for. But I'll tell you now, we've got Chemical Plant Zone from Sonic Hedgehog... Was it 2? Yeah. Chemical Plant Zone from Sonic the Hedgehog 2, Bounty Hunter from Advent Rising, Fear of the Storm by Shadows Fall, the Egg Hawk boss theme from Sonic Heroes, the Grand Metropolis theme from Sonic Heroes, Sonic the Hedgehog Marble Dash by Dark Sword, which is an OC remix, Supersonic Scar from by Black Omen, which is part of the Overclock Remixes Hedgehog Heaven. Remixing project. Them and Us by Bad Religion from Crazy Taxi. I might have to do my Crazy Taxi voice later. But I can't remember. But somebody said they really, really loved my Crazy Taxi voice.
What do you say? 10 crazy minutes. Do 10 crazy minutes for me.
10 crazy? No, that's wrong. I've heard that for ages. I haven't played Crazy Taxi in ages, so it's gonna be wrong. I haven't done that. Anyway, we'll come back to the bit. Them and Us, which were done by Bad Religion from the first Crazy Taxi. The Metal Gear Solid main theme from Metal Gear Solid 2, Sons of Liberty. In My Head by Queens of the Stone Age, which is actually from Need for Speed Underground 2, so that's how I can get away with that. Message from Nightopia, We'll Be Back mix from the Knights Remix soundtrack. Thunder Bluff from World of Warcraft. High Above the Sky, a remix by Sir Nuts, which is also from Hedgehog Heaven Project, and Soaring Over the Space for Cosmic Wall from Sonic Adventure 2, and that is it.
Is there actually going to be any talking in this, or is it just going to be, like, one word, and then we'll have to cut to the next track? Maybe we could say Sonic,
know, but...
and then do a track, and then cut to the third, and then cut to the
Yeah, pretty much. Anyway, yes, so Sonic and the Secret Rings, which is the new, lovely Sega Sonic game, which is coming out, well, when's it coming out? It's coming out exclusively on the Wii for February the 20th this year in North America and Japan, obviously. March 15th for Europe. Oh, sorry, March 15th for Japan. Europe is March 3rd. And I'm sure there'll be some way that the UK will somehow get April. we'll see how that goes.
September or something, yeah.
Yeah. So, it's based on the Arabian Nights tales, is it not?
Apparently so. I'm gonna backtrack a little bit, and I'm going to go straight to the name, the debate over the name. Sonic and the Secret Rings? Right? Are we going to refer to it as SSR or SSR as Sega are now referring to it?
Yeah, well, yeah, Sega Europe started referring to it as SSR, which, as you long-time Sonic fans will know, actually refers to Sega Sonic Radio. Every single thing, I think on the Wikipedia, I've actually seen it as SATSA. So,
prefer to stick with that. Just to
SATSA's works better. So, capital S, little A, little T, capital S, capital R. Everybody. So now, if you, as long as you keep doing that, I mean, I emailed Sega and they said, no, you don't do that. And I haven't heard anything from that since.
Hey! Yeah! Call him!
You're listening to Radio Redux.
Hey!
Redux.
So, whatever. Yes, it's based around the 1001 Nights book.
See, why isn't it called Sonic Knights? Because then they could work in the Knights characters as well, couldn't they?
Knights characters have already figured once in blimmin' Sonic games. Can we just leave him alone?
I should be in the marketing team at Sega. I really should. Our development. In fact, they should just lock me in a room for about 6 months, pay me an extortionate amount of money, and I'll produce like the best Sonic game ever.
All those in favour of locking T-Bird in the room for 8 months, raise your hand. Yes, yeah, so it's based on 1001 Nights. So, yes, it's quite interesting because they've. Obviously, the 1001 Nights is based around, well, sort of the Arabian Nights tales and the story of Scheherazade making up all these stories to keep herself alive. Basically, with a name like Scheherazade, you would have thought they'd sort of reference it at least once, but no, they've actually managed to reference it twice with two characters, because we have Shahara, the genie, who is apparently a genie Sonic meets to allow Sonic to travel through this book, because Sonic gets sucked into this book, by giving him a special ring, which he wears over his glove like a twit.
Bling.
You wear a glove, and then you put a ring over the top of it. Isn't that a bit pretentious?
There's actually going to be a part in the game where Sonic's going to hang around on a street corner drinking out of a half-empty can of Foster's and sort of start on sort of emo kids who walk... No, no, wait a minute. That's Sonic and the Secret of Arbers. I'm reading the wrong Wikipedia, apologies. But yeah.
A Tails is lurking on the street. Tails is lurking against the lamppost, flicking a coin up in the air of his thumb.
So, I don't understand how the rings are going, because I assumed when it referred to rings, it was going to be about, you know, the conventional Sonic rings, and there was going to be some secret ones. But, so, as the idea of the game is you're going to be collecting these rings that you wear, and each of these rings is going to give you
I think the clue here is, what seems to be the main title track of the game, which is Seven Rings in Hand. Seven rings in hand. How many Chaos Emeralds are there normally? Seven. This track, Seven Rings in Hand, have you heard this? Have you heard it on the trailer?
I haven't heard it, no.
It sounds awful.
It's by, Is it by the same guys who did the Sonic Riders one, isn't it? So...
Is it?
Yes,
you know. Oh dear.
I heard it on the grapevine that it was going to be, but,
Well, I've heard it. At the moment, it sounds awful, quite frankly. But yes, you've got this character called Shahara the Genie, which obviously... his name is possibly derived from the name of the king of Persia, Shaharia, who appears in the Arabian Nights tales, as opposed to Scheherazade. So I disagree entirely with what Wikipedia is saying to me. And then you've got Shara, the ring spirit, who is apparently a special fairy who Sonic enlists the help of. In the game, she grants Sonic special abilities and bonuses to help Sonic in his quest. The name Shara is apparently found on the website, but nobody's twigged that it's to do with Scheherazade in the entire world, apparently. That's good. And she's going to be a big sort of red ball of light, which is going to be similar to Tikal the Echidna in Sonic Adventure. Now, one of the big things, as you well know, is that it's going to be Sonic, but we've got these other characters appearing in different guises. So, what ones do we know about so far, T-Bird?
I think Sega put it, they're going to see a lot of the same characters that you already know and love, but in a different light. That's how they put it, I think. So, in fact, I'm not sure. It hasn't been confirmed that Shadow and, you know, sort of those characters. Oh no, there we go. eight playable cards. Is that the good? Yeah, it's like a party mode.
That's the party so games. Yeah. We'll get onto that in a second. But yeah.
So are they going to be in the main story then? That's the question.
You would have thought so. I think Sega feel kind of obliged to put Shadow into every main story now, just because.
As long as he's kick ass, then I don't mind.
Yeah, as long as he's in badass mode, we don't care. So these are the ones we so far know of, at least, definitely. Also, the bad guy's name is Eraser Jin. apparently, he's the one. He's absorbing the power of the Arabian Nights, but causing the page to disappear. And only Sonic can defeat his power. So basically, they've ripped off the Neverending Story Part 2, which I think's funny.
There's a Neverending Story Part 2. I'm sorry, I must have missed that one. Never mind. The main bad guy, he looks like Virgil from Devil May Cry.
He probably is Virgil from Devil May Cry.
He probably is Virgil from Devil May Cry.
These are the characters about Cyber. Tails is in it. And we know that he's confirmed to be playing the role of Ali Baba. Now, I love the idea of Tails being this master of thieves. Here's a little Tails just going around on a camel and just robbing people blind.
Trying to get the image of Fagin out of my head. There we go.
Oh, dear. We've got Knuckles, who's confirmed to be playing the role of Sinbad the Sailor. Oh, my God. That's just classic, that.
my favourite... This is what I'm looking forward to. Dr. Eggman as the King of Fish.
I'll tell you what. That is absolutely superb. I just can't wait to actually just see him. His big bloatedness just on the throne with two servant girls in veils just wafting him with palm leaf. Going, I would want to see if he's still got his glasses on, and maybe the goggles. The goggles that Mary included into his crown.
He is totally made for that role, and obviously you can see what I'm kind of hoping I see some sort of maybe a palace turning into a robot or something like that. That'd be good.
Radio Redux.
right? Because you know what will happen. There'll be a big... at the end of the game, I'm going to see this happen. Eraser Jim is going to somehow grow into a monstrous entity. Almost like Power Rangers, you know? Become huge and tall. And they'll... Because the tendency now in Sonic games... The tendency now in Sonic games is to pick up buildings, I've noticed, and use them as... We've had that in the last couple, haven't we? It was in Shadow, and it was in Sonic 2006.
Yeah, I think so.
So he's going to pick up the the Arabian Towers with the big cone on the top, and use them and throw them at you as a missile. I can just see that happening.
That'd be cool.
But I do have some news.
Silver's amazing powers and stuff.
Oh yeah, Silver's amazing powers. I was saying, I do know about one other character, and his role in the game. Would you like to know who that is?
No. Yes, go on with it, then.
Well, I specifically asked Sega a couple of questions, actually. Why I didn't get definite answers. I did get one pretty definite answer. Now, on the basis that we had the red light, the suggestion has been that my browser moves to a different page when I don't ask it to. The suggestion has been that Tikal the Echidna is going to be back, which obviously pleases me greatly. As Shahara the Ring Spirit when she's actually seen. The other thing I specifically asked, because it's a question we all want to know, is Big the Cat in it?
Oh dear.
Would you like to know the answer to this?
It's got to be yes, isn't it?
The answer, so far, no.
Is that a resounding no?
Big the Cat has apparently, according to Sega Europe, they have not, well, according to our representative at Sega Europe, he has not seen Big the Cat anywhere in that game.
Good.
Which I think's a result.
And that miserable frog as well.
No
Maybe
sign
of... I put it in just to spite you. Might just be a totally random sort of fishing game halfway through.
Oh, he might be some kind of like snake charmer somewhere.
As long as people claiming to be ghosts don't tell me to jump through rings again, I'm happy.
That was pretty. I'm a ghost. Do this task and it'll cheer me up. Oh, crikey. But that's all we know about them.
Totally mundane mission to go and find a dog. It was literally find a dog and then bring it back to the kid. That was it. We'll have none of that in Sonic and the Secret Rings. None of it.
Precisely.
How are the levels going to fit into the storyline? That's all I know. Is every level going to be based around a story?
I don't see how, because dinosaurs don't bloody figure in the Arabian in the 1001 Nights. let's go through the different levels. There are only five levels. Well, there are 8 stages, but only 5 of them are known so far, which is let people going, oh, that's not very much. But, I mean, for Christ's sake, I mean, it's not exactly like many of the other Sonic games have had monstrous amounts of levels. The first one's Sand Oasis, which is more sort of Arabian Nights, and we know that the stage boss of that is a large purple scorpion, which, from the trailer, looks to be utterly ridiculous. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I have. I'm just laughing at the Wikipedia. Just that's all the statement is. The stage's boss is a large purple scorpion.
Now we've only got Dinosaur Jungle, set in the dinosaur era of the past, which has nothing to do with 1001 Nights. Why have you just like, oh, we put dinosaurs in it, then we can get the 5-year-olds to buy it? there's nothing there. Obstacles found in the stage, according to Wikipedia at least, include various cacti. Because there was lots of cacti back around with the dinosaurs, wasn't there?
Cacti is highlighted, so I'm going to click. click the link to Cacti and say Cacti. Cacti is a network statistic graphing tool, so it's obviously referred to Cacti. It's a network statistics graphing
There are lots tool. Of network descript- There are lots of network cables around which will trip you up. There's green. This is brilliant. This is brilliant. Obstacles found in the stage included. Right. This is directly from Wikipedia. Includes various cacti, green enemies that simply float, red enemies that spew fire, as well as the dinosaurs themselves. All of which results in a loss of 20 rings. Well, there we go. And so we suddenly got 8-bit.
A tiny little dinosaur on the ground. You know, sort of one of the little lizard-like ones. Probably sort of head-butted by a triceratops.
Sonic is chased by a herd of triceratops at one time, which we do know about. That's been in like the in several of the trailers. Like, I quite understand why they insist on doing this now. They have it's one of my other pet hates in Sonic games is that they ever since Adventure. We've had just periods of Sonic being chased by a rampaging animal of some description, be it frog or shark or, you know, we had killer whale the other in Sonic 2006, didn't we? Now we've got Triceratops.
See, in SA2 they had a truck. Now that's something to get away from. A truck that takes both sides of the street. Now you've got to run like hell away from one of them.
A truck that takes both sides of the street.
So like a boulder. No, it's just like, nah, it's not really going to do much to me, is it really? You know, I've had worse. Again, I'm looking forward to the boss is going to be, I think, it should be a good boss. A Tyrannosaurus Rex-like creature. So,
I think that's purple as well, isn't it?
That's purple. Let's have a look. No, it doesn't describe any of the bosses, does it?
Yeah.
Oh, no, there's a metal... Well, amalgam later on, whatever the hell that is. But yeah, that should be a good.
The third level that's known about them, yeah?
The pirate level. Pirate Storm.
Pirate Storm. This is another thing which is like, what's kind of hot at the moment in terms of, you know, trends and things? Oh, we had dinosaurs. What's kind of. Pirates! We'll put something doing pirates in! Generate
Where's
sales,
the ninja
pirates!
Wait, there should be a ninja level, or there should be ninjas in the pirate level. So we can have sort of like a pirate versus ninja face.
And robots and zombies.
Robot Pirate Island! Oh no, wait, that's SpongeBob, isn't it? it is also claimed that this level will have plenty of old school platforming challenges. So like,
well, that's wrong for instance, because it's all going to all of a sudden go 2D then.
Yeah, I was going to say, we'd be sort of sorting blocks into a pile, so I've got to make, like, a level, so the level does... No, no, it's a Tetris.
That'd be good, a little Tetris minigame.
Guide Froggy across the road.
What buttons do I press?
Hacks!
Oh, God.
But that's not going to happen.
No. That would be cool, actually. Yeah. Just a little hidden minigame, just a little version of Frogger. Then we got Levitated Ruin is the fourth one.
This is the one that I'm excited about. I'm excited about this level. However, when it said Levitated Ruin, I thought, oh, so like they're going to bring back the floating island sort of thing. But it says on Wikipedia, it's claimed that this level seems to have a highly unique... Well, this level seems to be highly unique and brings back memories of Flying Battery Zone.
Crikey.
I didn't expect Flying Battery Zone. I expected Sky Sanctuary Zone there. But never mind.
Well, I'm assuming Levitated Ruin is probably where you will find Knuckles. Because, I mean, it does imply sort of Levitated Ruin would be the floating island.
But there's nothing else. I haven't seen any shots of it yet, so...
No.
Then there's Evil Foundry.
Oh, hang on. I think we might have a screenshot here.
Have you got a screenshot?
If you go on Levitated... If you look on the Wikipedia Levitated Ruin, if you click on 17, I think that might well give you that. 16 is a citation for Sonic Stadium message board, which isn't exactly the height of accuracy sometimes.
Oh dear, yes.
What's it look like? Because I can't really open it without destroying our connection.
There was one, and it just looked like the sand level.
Oh, that's good.
And Sonic Stadium is... Who's it quoted by? Sonic Freak. Yeah, I think they've basically just taken what was on... Yeah, there's not much on the Sonic Stadium one. But the picture sort of gives you a sort of... It's sort of like a destroyed palace sort of thing. It's like, you know, what you were talking about, it's like the big building, spiky building things. It's like one of them toppled over and it's like sort of sunset-ish. Sort of, in fact, it looks like a desert.
No, so it's so ruined, it's so ruined, it's been reduced to sand.
It's looking that way.
Oh dear.
That's a shame.
That's because quite impressive they managed to levitate sand as well. Because you would have thought it would be like blown away.
The Pirate Storm picture is great, so I'm going to go back to the Pirate Storm one. It's got Sonic riding on top of a bullet, which is flying over like a fleet of pirate ships.
Have they just nicked the Knuckles missile surfing thing off of Sonic X?
Yes.
It's a bit of a sad state of affairs when Sega start nicking stuff off of Sonic X.
I can't see around the front of the bullet. I'm kind of hoping there's a face on it, sort of a la Bullet Bill. So that'd be great.
It'd be a nice little nod to Nintendo, wouldn't it?
I want to see Sonic sort of like over the bullet with like a cowboy hat. So.
Wee!
How Sonic stopped caring and lived the bomb.
Oh, we just see written on the side "Hi there" as well. That'd be cool. Anyway, the last one that we know about, anyway, is Evil Foundry. Ooh, because, you know, it's evil and a foundry.
And it's a foundry.
Which is apparently a large Arabian-style palace filled with traps and molten lava. Now, I'm not an Arabian prince at all, but the last thing I would fill my palace with would be traps and molten lava. Molten lava isn't the sort of thing that makes you feel homely, you know?
Saves on heating bills, I guess, but you're in the middle of the desert, I think you'd rather have, like, a sort of a dungeon filled with liquid nitrogen would probably be a bit more appropriate. Cool floor panels. But, yeah, the metal amalgam, so it's going to be another chaos-type boss, I imagine. So,
she was actually described in the March 2007 issue of Nintendo Power, described the boss as a metallic creature of some sorts coming out of the pool of molten lava. Now, that's just discerningly vague, isn't it? As they've seen it. They must have seen it and fought it to be able to say that. Have you got pictures?
Let me have a link. It's taking me to a video. Exclusive Nintendo March 2000... Nah, it's writing. I don't want to read writing.
It does sound like some kind of chaos metal Sonic, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Bit of lava. Or it also sounds like the boss from Twilight Princess a bit as well.
Yeah, that link just takes me straight back to the SSMB.
Yeah. Oh, while I remember, because I've been there's obviously no questions today, guys, because I'll get round to that on the next show, so don't worry. But I must say a special hello to whoever it is who is downloading Radio Redux using Juice, because there's one person who is using Juice, and it's making me looking at my web stats an absolute joy, because I've got like the entire pie chart that I see is just like iTunes, and then a little bit, and there's another one that seems like saying web download, and there's this one tiny little sliver of that nothingness which is just in a dark blue saying Juice, and I just want to especially thank whoever it is who's downloading in Juice and has kept downloading in Juice for about the last sort of 7 or 8 shows, just for making my looking at my stats an absolute joy.
Hey, yeah, Corkin!
announcing to Radio Redux.
Anyway, back to what we were talking about. I've been meaning to say that for about two shows.
What the hell is Juice? I've never heard of it.
Oh, it's another pod-catching client, you know.
Ah, right. Anywho.
Anywho.
Meanwhile.
Back at the ranch.
Back at the ranch. Challenges.
Yes, the party minigames. Now, we've already said that you've got First of all, there's what have we seen? We've got Sonic, Tails, Knuckles, Amy, and then Cream, Blaze, Shadow, and Silver, who are available for all these loads and loads of little mini games and things. But you're talking about the challenges, aren't you? I realise I've just gone in completely the wrong direction. We'll go back to the mini games in a minute. But yeah, the challenges. Sorry.
Sorry, just wander on. Oh damn, I've just clicked on a link and it's taking me to where the hell we're going. I'm buffering something. Ooh.
This sounds very dodgy, by the way. You're buffering something. Ooh.
Right, I don't know what the hell it is. So I'm gonna bag up. It was some Chinese kids playing baseball. Oh, Japanese kids. Let's not look at that anymore. Oh, sorry, just click on the link. It was at the bottom of the challenges, and there was a specific... in which there's going to be five specific sort of challenges that are dependent on which level you play on. And we don't know what they are yet, but there's already five confirmed. There's Beat the Clock, which is the usual Sonic-style, you know, race as fast as you can through the level without losing your rings, I imagine. You know, time trial, basically. The second is what's called a chain challenge, and this is basically, yeah, this is the apex of this game, is to hold on to your rings without getting attacked, sort of thing. Then there's sort of three sort of different types. These haven't really featured in any Sonic game as to date, but well, the stealth one maybe a bit with SBO and Sonic Heroes, but it's sort of like a mission requires to avoid attacking an enemy. Rampage, which is the complete opposite, sort of destroy every enemy you can see. And then No Pearl. Is that just like, you know, avoiding clams or...
You like to think that. Basically, in a sort of similar way to Sonic Rush, there's a soul meter, like a dash meter, which will allow you, once you, by destroying things and getting rings, it will build up this soul meter, because, you know, the way to empower your soul is to just destroy things, apparently. So it's a bit like Sonic Rush, a bit like Shadow the Hedgehog, and you'll be able to do these, any of your special abilities, of which there are 100, aren't there? It's all customizable or something. Yes. Sonic's able to do various things, like, I don't know. I love the fact that Sonic always forgets all the things that he's learnt on the previous games.
He's like an anti elephant.
it's probably all that spinning, you know. He's whacking his brain against his skull and he's causing memory loss.
That's what it is.
But yeah, that basically, you get no use of your special abilities in No Pearl. And what's the other one? Going back to the stealth attack, the mission requires players to avoid attacking a single enemy. Alright then, just walk through it, you know.
Just walk around them.
You avoid. How difficult is it to avoid attacking a single enemy? Very.
It's not if an enemy can't see you, is it?
A stealth attack would be trying to avoid being detected by enemies. It doesn't say that avoid being attacked by an enemy. It's avoid attacking an enemy. Shouldn't that just be called sort of lazy?
Lazy.
Or just ignorance.
ignorant mode doesn't sound as good as stealth mode, though, does it? So. The blissful unawareness mode.
Yeah.
No, I don't think that would work. Precisely. But, abilities. This is the interesting bit. I'm interested to see what this is going to turn out like, but... it's sort of in, sort of like the, I don't know, it says experience here, sort of experience points. And, you know, the sort of Arabian Nights thing, I'm getting a few vibes of sort of, you know, Kingdom Hearts, Final Fantasy-ishness.
Yeah, a lot of people have said it's very RPG, and some people have gone, oh no, don't like that. And some people have gone,
I wouldn't mind seeing a Sonic RPG, to be honest, you know. I've had a Sonic RPG.
We've had a Mario RPG, so don't see why we shouldn't.
They don't care about Mario. No, I do. But no, I haven't seen a Sonic RPG. I think that'll be interesting to sort of maybe not see a true-on-true RPG, but definitely see elements of RPGs. And I mean, there's over 100 skills to learn. So it's not going to be like, you know, you learn a move on Sonic, you remember the combination of buttons, because there's going to be very little chance you're going to remember 100 combinations.
I like the
down,
fact
left, right, A and start, and Sonic turns into a, I don't know, a quiche or something, but...
Yeah, why not?
You say the meter's called the Wildfire meter, why didn't they stick with the name Wildfire?
Because of copyright issues. Sega wanted to keep it as Wildfire. Sega preferred the name Wildfire, but they couldn't because of copyright.
Alright, somebody else has got Wildfire.
Presumably. I do love the fact that they've carried on this new trend that they started in Shadow the Hedgehog, with that if you get hit, you don't lose all your rings. I like the fact that Sonic loses 20 rings. Because in Shadow the Hedgehog, Shadow only lost 10. Which only just proves that Shadow's hardcore. I'm pretty hardcore. I'm doing the show off the back of a 15-hour shift, and my hands are actually cut to ribbons, and I've had no sleep. So I'm hardcore. And T-Bird's hardcore, because he's a hardcore Sonic fan. And you're hardcore, because you're listening to this. And the person behind you is hardcore, because they're actually looking over your shoulder, trying to figure out what it is you're listening to. And, well, there you go.
I wouldn't exactly call the people walking past my room looking in to see what I'm doing hardcore, but there's a guy downstairs replacing a door. He's pretty hardcore.
Right.
It's one of my hobbies, kids, is to get doors replaced in my house. Because doors wear out very fast.
Yes.
Etc. Can you hear that?
Yes, actually, I can. I think I was going to hear just the hammering.
They're like, oh, he's talking about us. Hammer harder, hammer harder.
Right, let's get on to these party games, shall we?
Yes.
So as I said before, now, I'm looking at a little screen here with the character select. There's the 8 characters, but there's, like, another one at the side.
They're saving that for Eggman.
You would have thought.
We hope.
Who else could it be?
Metal Blaze or something like that, and all the fanboys are going to go, yay! Because we can't have enough Metal
Blaze. Metal Blaze.
Metal Blaze. Have I started something?
Oh dear, that'd be kind of bad.
Metal Big.
No, we've had Metal Big. We've had Metal Big in the comics.
Why?
I've got to say it for another day, but there's a slight problem with the end of Sonic 2006 now that I would think that Knuckles and Tails would be a bit annoyed about. But I'll talk about that another day. I might do a comic on it actually, because it's when you think about it, it's just like, okay, just Sonic being a git. But yes, that's another day, another
actually,
dollar.
Let's go on a tangent. Tell me about it, because I want to know about this now.
Oh god. Well,
let's put Sonic in
the so much for the 2 hour thing I was going to try and do. So right, listen up, guys. Right, the end of Sonic 2006. What happens? Okay, before they go off and, you know, battle Solaris. What happens?
What, Sonic gets killed? Well,
No, not that. After that. How many... What characters change into their super forms?
Oh yeah, all the important ones.
I deny that Silver is important.
Yes, the Hedgehogs.
The Hedgehogs. Sonic becomes Super Sonic, Shadow becomes Super Shadow, and Silver becomes Super Silver. And he's completely unsurprised by this, despite the fact this is the first time he's ever turned Super. But, so, nice noting the reactions there, Sega. So they all become full-fledged super characters, yeah?
Yes.
Using one set of Chaos Emeralds.
Well, I think so. Mm-hmm.
Because they all turn the different
Shadow
colours.
Shadow and Sonic did that with one set of Chaos Emeralds, yeah.
Precisely. Now, go to the middle of those two ends of the spectrum, Sonic Adventure 2 and Sonic 06, you get Sonic Heroes. What happens at the end of Sonic Heroes?
Sonic went Super Sonic, and then, like, Knuckles and Tails just threatens some sort of crazy orb. Like, Monkey Ball style orb.
He just sort of, Sonic just sort of went, oh, I'll have all the power, and, oh, you can have some.
I don't think that's how it worked. It was just like, should I have Super Knuckles and Super... Nah, just put them in an orb. That's... They've got to be flying somehow.
So don't you think Tails and Knuckles would be a bit miffed by this? So it's like, hey, it's not as if they get every opportunity to bust out their super forms. I think they've only had, like, once of each.
They weren't too bothered about Sonic dying, to be honest. They just like, oh yeah, Sonic's dead. I mean...
I still need to see that. See the reaction. I've downloaded a bit of it. And it doesn't surprise me at all that there's a bit of a problem. But hey, whatever. You still there? He's still there. Oh dear. Well, we seem to have lost T-Bird, children. Let's see if we can get him back. Pick up the phone, you new Castrian git. Hello? Oh, we've lost T-Bird. That's rather annoying. Anyway, going on to these party games, I'm assuming you can still hear me, anyway. We've got, say, those, the, okay, but surely, you know, they'd get a bit upset by that. You would have thought. Anyway, party games. There are various ones that we know about, at least at the moment. These include, what's going on there? Session ended. What, his session or my session? Pick up the... No, he is him. He's offline. Silly fool. Yeah, so we've got these, the min party games, which I'll get round to eventually, that we know about. Now, where's the list? I had a nice little list. Nice little list somewhere on stage. This is probably a very good time to take a very extended music break. So, unsurprisingly, you'll be able to hear that now.
Radio Redux. Listener request. Thank you.
And we're back, kids. Don't know what happened there, but Skype was playing us for fools and said.
Sometimes the system sometimes diverts power from the communications when I'm firing the cannon, so that might have been a problem. I thought I saw Sven, do you say?
Still no word on when he's... I made a bit of a mistake last time. I said that the...
Sven Bash.
The DK rap was from Donkey Kong Country 2, it's not, it's from Donkey Kong 64. But I've heard nothing, I've heard nothing from him as to when he's actually going to do this forfeit. I've heard nothing at all. Hello? There we go.
Hello? Oh, there we go. I thought he was falling over there. Sounded like
Sven said that before. Sven Dreadnoughts called it. I was messing around with my wooden leg.
He's still hear me. That's good.
But it's actually the noise the mic makes. It's actually the noise the mic makes when you adjust it. So that explains all that.
That's horrible. It just sounds like. I've just watched a very while you were away, kids. I've just watched one of the trailers because there's several on IGN, and the Sonic jumping. He doesn't like do the ball thing. He does like these weird sort of pirouettes and flips, and that looks quite cool. I'm just waiting to see what that how that'll work, or whether or not you'll be able to. Because in the new Sonic, if you jump, you went in your ball. You couldn't attack enemies for some reason. Which is a bit rubbish.
Because you couldn't see.
At least now you look cool while you're doing it.
Because the whole game is on rails, as you well know. Then so you're only sort of moving left, right, jump timing really. Lots of people are excited about this game, no less than Sega themselves, and much to the, just general disdain and disbelief of certain people, such as Go Nintendo, who basically put all the blog down as what they wrote on the Sonic blog as just a load of marketing bump, and then they said. Some guy made a comment about how it's because they wrote it was based they wrote some sentence which did, the sum total of it is that it's based upon the Arabian Nights sort of book and story and two different people wrote more or less exactly the same line. And they criticised that as they say it was all a sham, and they don't believe this at all, and it's just marketing stuff. How else can you describe something if it's based on something than by saying it's based on something?
I know. Do what politicians soon and just beat around the bush. I suppose it's sort of like based on that book that like is sort of doing that. But no. Which blog was this?
It was the Go Nintendo blog. The Go Nintendo message board, rather. Who was having a go at the blog. The Sega blog. And they're saying it was all a sham. Which it isn't, by the way. It isn't. They are genuinely... I mean, we met the guy at Video Games Live, didn't we? Who was the one who told us that he was very, very sorry, quote...
I must have been facing the other way when that happened.
No, I think you went off to get something.
I must have been doing something else. I must have been harassing. I think I was harassing Tommy.
You were talking to people about.
I think I missed that guy by.
And milking your fame as the failed hero of Earth.
Oh yes. But you've only got like six left. I killed all the like six of them, so. Surely the other tanks in the army could fight them off.
Yeah, so he, the same guy who said that he was very, very sorry about Sonic 2006 was the same guy who in the next breath said, Sonic and the Secret Rings, though, oh my god, it is amazing. And that was, this was back, like, in, what was it, October, wasn't it? Or August? November, one of them.
November.
Some
November.
Month last year. So, I mean, that was then, and obviously this is now, so it's all very genuine. But I believe if we were going to talk about party games, because I've started talking about party games at least 5 times so far this show, and then not got onto it. So what party games do we know about so far, T-Bird?
There's one very interesting one that I've just watched on the trailer, and it's sort of very reminiscent of one of the Sonic Shuffle games, where you're standing on a platform and there's something happening. I don't know if I'm... But it is very reminiscent of sort of Sonic Shuffle, and to be honest, I'm quite looking forward to that, because I really liked Sonic Shuffle. I thought it was an underrated game, and that's what Sonic's about, I think, playing with your mates. So it looks quite good. Just waiting for this trailer to start up. It's sort of one where it's sort of got the bottom of the screen is like the characters, and there's like a series of cogs, and it looks like little balls are dropping down onto the cogs, and you sort of got to move from left to right or to avoid any of the cogs.
We've gone back to the Crystal Maze again. Cogs.
You have, haven't we?
Does Tails play a harmonica and wear a leopard skin coat? I'll tell you what, guys. Release the only Sonic, you know, podcast out there that A is a podcast and B actually talks about Sonic.
When like a specific show goes by the same initials as Sonic and the Secret Rings. They talked about much about nothing yesterday.
They are just talking about nothing, though, isn't it, now? It's just...
the chat room was just in silence.
It's like, what?
It's quite amusing.
But didn't I hear something about... There was like, something about one playing a violin or something.
Yeah. Violin.
Well, the party games, you've got to play of, you've got to use the Wiimotes like as the bow, and then you've got to sort of play this violin in time with something on the screen. Or am I getting confused with something else? I don't know.
They should bring back that game in Sonic. Should have the electric guitar game, because that was.
Oh, awesome. I reckon that could well make an appearance. One of the things I have seen from...
That's sort of a very similar
from one of the screenshots is that there is one of the mini-games, which hasn't been mentioned anywhere, actually, which I think is astonishing, bear in mind there's a screenshot of it, in that you've got the 4 characters in front of the 4 stumps, and then you've got a log, and they're all carrying axes, and you've got to chop through the log as quickly as possible. Got to make as much like firewood. It's like the Canadian lumberjack challenge or something. I don't know what it's called. But yeah, you just got to cut up little logs into firewood.
I've seen a couple of shots of is it like the, you know, the one with the blow up the balloon?
Oh, one of those ones.
It looks like that. At the end of. Nothing much happens about him. Amy presses down this plunger and then something explodes.
I've seen them all fired from some sort of giant sort of like fortune telling wheel or something silly as well. Or 4 of them just sort of standing in front of a wheel and then just sort of turning it. And I've no idea what's going on with that. But something else I'd like to point out actually, when you select Sonic as your character, when his character's selected, the way his face goes after you've selected it looks like something's being rammed up his arse. There's just sort of... If you go back to the Wikipedia, yeah?
Yeah.
If you scroll down from the top until you've just gone past the Knuckles of Sinbad and Eraser, then you get the character select screen just after that with the other characters. Just look at Sonic's face. Look at Sonic's face. What is going on there behind the scenes? Is Tails doing something? I've read to think. And the other thing I want to know is, can Cream's eyes get any bigger?
Let's hope so.
Her eyes are now most of her face.
You have to start extending, like, have a face extension just so they can fit onto them.
Also, she's obviously wearing some kind of eyeliner now and mascara, and I think that, quite frankly, that Amy is to blame. Wearing Rimmel London, you know, lash extenders.
Anyone's to blame, it's Rimmel London. Just the London branch. No other branch.
I think there's more chance of us getting invited to Rimmel London than there is of us getting a child invited to.
Oh, here we go.
To somewhere or the other.
Sega, if you're listening, we want to come and play. Let us come and play. Let Sven come and play.
Was Sven going to? I don't know. He's going back. Him going to the Wii House.
Yeah, he's supposed to be off there today, isn't he? To interview Mr. Ogawa.
Yeah, but that's enough of that. We're giving him airtime. It's valuable airtime. No one wants to hear about Sven. No one wants to hear about Dreadnoughts. Least of all Dreadnoughts.
It's called what now? Oh, there's like a minecart game. Sorry, the screen's going far too fast for me. Actually, there's one. You remember the minecart game where you were digging for gold or whatever?
Oh yeah.
There's like something very reminiscent of that, sort of with treasure chest, emptying treasure out of a treasure chest.
Oh, I want to see Amy bust out her tarot cards. That she supposedly does tarot crazy. Cards. We've never seen her do tarot cards, so this would be an excellent idea. A tarot mini game.
There's one game which is like, you remember the game where you were, there's, I'm sorry, I'm referring to Sonic Shuffle so much here, but there's so many like sort of parallels to draw with it. There's one where you're sort of falling through clouds, like holding onto an umbrella, sort of a la Mary Poppins.
And a la Peach.
A la Peach.
I'm also a la Princess Peach, not just a la a Peach.
I was dragging my brains. Peach, do I have Mr. Carly here? There's another game, which I've got a screenshot of here, and it's literally like Sonic, Knuckles, Amy, and Tails holding on the boxes filled with coins, and they appear to just be throwing these coins down a hill.
I see. Actually,
Sonic, I've got some spare money left over from merch. I may as well just give it to the poor or something.
Oh. Except because it's some kind of parachute game. Parachute mini game. Everyone's going to hold onto the parachute and just go, ooh, like a twit.
Right, the game that I referred to, the ones with all the cogs before. There's like little things falling down, and the cogs are spinning, so these little things fall at the cogs, and obviously the cogs are like knocking them from side to side, and it looks like you've got to move your character a little bit to try and catch these little things that are falling off the cogs.
All right. As roundup goes, and I say the tracks I've heard so far on the music is very disappointing. The other thing that's also very disappointing for me, anyway, is the voice acting.
But that's always disappointing. That's half of the Sonic game, the disappointing voice acting.
Yeah, but have you heard the Yeah?
Have they still got the guys from 4Kids doing the voices?
I don't know. One of the questions I asked was, Are the voices now locked? Has all the voice acting been done? And I never got a response to it. But if you look at a trailer, then love the fact that you're going to love playing it, but then listen to when Sonic does a trick and he goes, yeah! And it's just... it makes you just want to throw things at the screen.
Rivals is very similar, isn't it? I haven't played Rivals yet, but...
I haven't played Rivals. I've not even touched a PSP. And to be honest, I don't particularly want to start. it's the sort of thing that it'll come out on PC.
Do you reckon?
I reckon it'll come out on PC. Rivals. Somewhere down the line it'll come out on PC.
I'm just going to wait 10 years down the line for Sonic Mega Hyper Ultra Collection or something.
I'm not that bothered about it either for some reason.
No, I'm not. Well, the games that sort of digress off to the side. I mean, I never played Battle, so I don't know what the hell that was about.
I've played the ROM of Battle. I played that. I've got most of the way there, but I just can't beat one of the levels.
You played ROM at Battle. I was like.
Curse him and his name that means many things. AI. That's.
Temptation is always to spell it in capitals. So
ROM!
There's a robot called ROM, wasn't there? I forgot what it was on. Was it like a toy or something? I can't remember.
And that's where we have to leave it, I'm afraid. Yeah, it's the end of the day. We're back to our regular format on the next show with Q&A UK, of course, and the Magnificent Seven, and yeah, all that jazz. My thanks to T-Bird for coming in again and making his fantastic contributions as ever. I'm going to leave you now with a little advert from our friends at the Sonic Show because they pimped us so majorly on their last episode. But before I go, as always, I'm ArchAngel UK. This has been Radio Redux, and I'll see you next time. Bye bye for now.
Bye, kids!
Radio Redux.
For music videos, cartoons, trailers, and other exciting content from around the Sonic community, tune into the world's most downloaded Sonic video show, The Sonic Show, by the fans, for the fans. To watch the latest episodes, download freebies, subscribe to the show, and much more, visit www.soniccagedome.com/thesonicshow.